K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University coming to you on this Saturday night, February 7th, 2026. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest episode, postcast, winning postcast edition of this podcast. Your first time listening to this podcast, ever checking it out, this other quote-unquote K-State podcast. I appreciate you for taking time out of your weekend, or actually when the new week arrives, the new week, to listen to this podcast. We got you covered from football all the way to indoor men's and women's track and field for K-State. All things K-State sports, the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Well, I do have some time to get this in here as about an hour removed from this game. K-State, yep, the women's basketball team, yep, salvages the basketball agenda here by getting this win over BYU this afternoon in Manhattan, Kansas, 77-52, in this game here. This was a lot better after a better start, and then kind of took over this ball game. Natasha Klassen's, I called her out this week on the show, you know, not showing up in Arizona. This is what I'm talking about. Here, a big game from Klassen's today, 25, as she leads her team to this win over BYU here. Let me do some quick math here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah, so a 25-point win over the BYU Cougars earlier this afternoon in Bramlage Coliseum, part of the National Women's and Sports Week here. They sponsored it in Manhattan today there as well, but much better today, much better effort. This is what I'm talking about. Much better effort. You needed more, obviously, in class after a disappointing game in Arizona there as well. How about Terrence Sides? 13 assists. I think that's a game high, or actually a career best in a game for Terrence. Yeah, 7-5, and you had a 13 points, a wicked line for Terrence this game. But hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to help your team get back on the winning track, and that's what happened earlier today for the K-State women's basketball team here. As again, we go inside the box score here. A big game for the Belgium native there of Natasha Klassen's, 25-4 after getting pretty much nothing from her early on in the week. Big game. Awesome. Gee, and how about this also? We talked about needing more from your guard play, obviously, and particularly Gina Garcia having also one of her off nights as well. We talked about it in the back half of this week. You know, Gina Garcia, you need to do more. Speaking of 25-point win over BYU tonight in a ball game, we're 25 games in now. We're starting to get deep in the season where you need to start seeing improvement from these freshmen. Garcia, the Jordan Spires of the world, even the Brandy Herods as well. So you just need more consistency out of these girls, and that's what you got today there. Gina Garcia, 12 points, 3 assists on the afternoon. Brandy Herod missed a double-double by a point, 9-10. Tess Hill, another double-figure night afternoon for her. She had 11 points on the afternoon and 7 rebounds. We already talked about Terrence Sizen's stat line there with 7 points, 5 rebounds, and probably a career best, game best, 13 assists. That is wicked there as well. Also, I want to say here real quick, yeah, that's it really, because you get Jordan Spicer only had 3 points in this ball game. Anaya Foy added 4 as a 25-point win for the Lady Cats. And Natasha Klassen's, I believe that's a career high, 25-point night on the Lady Cougars. This is Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, K-State 77, BYU 52 here as we check inside the numbers more on this game. And the K-State defense held BYU to 30% shooting from the field in this game. Meanwhile, K-State was 47, almost 50% from the field. 47% to be exact there, 40% from downtown. BYU was only 27% from downtown in the ball game there. Rebounding, though, K-State was out-rebounded there, but the main stat matters. You won the ball game here as well. Assist, obviously. Terrence Sides, 13, covered basically half of that. 13 of 22, maybe a little bit more than that, actually, as I think about it, there as well. Meanwhile, on the BYU, we take a look at the BYU side of things real quick. They're led today only by, let me see here, Delanie Gibb. Delanie Gibb of BYU had 11 points in this ball game. And so Natasha Klassen's had the game high 25 by a landslide in this game. She's had some big games this year and had some low moments. As we mentioned, already Arizona being one of those, right? So she's had a couple of 20-point games this season, talking about Klassen's. But this, by far, definitely you needed more. And for Klassen, she needs to be just a tad more consistent there as we about to hit the home stretch for the ladies basketball team here. But a big night there for Natasha Klassen, a career high 25 and a 25-point win for the Lady Cats over the Cougars in this ball game. So definitely a lot better effort. Definitely a lot of energy. You're at home, a team that standing wise you needed to beat anyway. So you can get jump them. So there's that there as well here. Let me see if I can pull the standings here real quick. I know it's a little bit earlier than that here. Let me see the standings here real quick here. Yeah, so now with that, yeah, it's K-State right back to 500 in conference play there with this win today over BYU. Pretty much they, after getting to lead, they put the cruise button on BYU and won this ball game 6-6 for K-State. Now on the women's side, 13-12 on the season, while BYU, now 16-8 on the season, and they dropped to 5-7, for that as well. So K-State now, as I am counting, they're still in the second half of the league there because they lost to Colorado a week and a half ago. So they're sitting behind there with two looming against Iowa. As I said, I talked about the remaining schedule a little bit. You still have two looming with Iowa State there as they're going to be up next. Well, not next, but they're going to be one of the two teams next weekend in Ames. And you welcome Oklahoma State right back on Tuesday. So this is part of a two-game homestand there as well. So now, can you come back and do it again? That is the big question with this team is, again, with the roller coaster, the ups, the downs, and all that, in-betweens and all that, can you build on this and get more consistency as you start to wind down, get to the home stretch of the season? Because you have one more in Bramlage Coliseum before you hit the road for two in a row, that of Ames, and you got to go to Orlando to take on UCF. Oh, and that Oklahoma State game is at 6:30 on ESPN Plus. So again, I missed these ESPN Plus plugs. So if you have ESPN Plus, definitely go. Make sure you check that out. Or if you haven't gotten it yet for some reason, you might want to go do that right now. But yeah, this is a much better effort from. I know I'm doing this right off the hip, right off the rip, just like the men earlier today. So I have CBS right here there as well, but a much better effort there across the board. And especially you can get 15 to 20 from classes every night. K-State hits the floor, Terrence Size, dishing that ball out. She can dish it out. She can hurt you from downtown. She can do what everything's necessary. Usually that's true to Gina Garcia's job. dishing things out. But today she was scoring the basketball. So that's a positive there at K-State. You get a little bit more. You see, this is what I'm talking about. You get a little bit more from a Gina Garcia like that. Brittany Herod, if you get that type of effort, I mean, she's had some decent games this year. Herod has. Now, as well, we know Tess Hill is going to continue on her leadership role there, continue to bring it herself as well. Adding 11, coming off of a 15-point game against Arizona early in the week there as well, but much better effort there. So the basketball teams even it out on Saturday. And of course, I'm going to record a separate postcast here. Women's tennis coming away with their first victory of the season earlier today as well on a tennis court. I'll have a postcast on that here. I'll record that either here in a bit or tomorrow morning. We're going to have y'all covered throughout the rest of the weekend. Obviously tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday. I'm sitting here recording this podcast on Saturday night, so this won't come out until after the Super Bowl. So that will be ahead of, for Casey Wins Basketball, the matchup against Oklahoma State. Yeah, Oklahoma State. If I turn it back real quick. Yeah, so right now, yeah, to Iowa State. Still one more KU at home. You still got to go to Baylor. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. Then that's that Baylor game. It's towards the end, back end of the month for the Casey Wins basketball team right there as well. But all next up for this ladies basketball team now, standing in the way is Oklahoma State. And they are 19-6 on the year. As I'm sitting recording this podcast, I don't know who they're playing at the moment, but they're sitting 8-4 right now. They are, according to the standings, fifth. Behind 18th-ranked Texas Tech right now as we wrap up this podcast here. So, Natasha Kloss, it's a huge night in Bramlage tonight, getting a career-high 25 points. I believe that's probably her fourth game in the 20s this year. Because I know two offhand for sure. I think she had an 18-point game. Maybe this is the third somewhere in there. But, yeah, she has been terrific for K-State throughout the year. Yeah, she's had her ups and downs too. Example, I know I keep going back to the Arizona game, but that was the most recent one until tonight. This big win over BYU. You needed something like this there to go in and you welcome Oklahoma State. And we know K-State can be tough against better, bigger, better opponents. We've seen it all year long with this young core, the third youngest team in the NCAA. We look at the women's side of basketball, NCAA basketball there as well, but a huge win tonight, or I should say a couple hours ago, or say an hour ago, against BYU, handing them another loss in the column there as well. So yeah, so we'll have more going into the week after Super Bowl is over and the football season's over, probably around this time. Well, hold on a second, man. Getting close there, so probably around this time or maybe an hour or so. The football calendar year or the season campaign will be wrapped up for 2025-26 on the NFL college side of things, and it'll be basketball from here on out until baseball arrives. But remember now, K-State next week, four games in 4 days to open up their season in Arizona. So we have that going on. Tennis, I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit. They are coming off a big win there. So really, K-State today leaves in Saturday with a 2-1 record overall. If we combine the three teams today as well. So not a bad, it should have been 3-0 really. In case the men's basketball team learns how to close, which I don't think at this point here in the beginning of first week of February, I don't think they're going to be able to do that. They've given the men's basketball team have given away, and I said it on the I recorded already. They'll come out tomorrow night after the Super Bowl is all wrapped up. Anything else like that? they have at least given away 4 or 5 wins on the road, and that we could be sitting at least talking more differently about that men's team basketball team, but we're not. We're still talking about them not closing out opponents there when it's time to close out. But the women's basketball team, no problem closing out BYU earlier this afternoon. Just an hour ago, this game ended. And Natasha Kloss is leading the way, a game-high 25 points in a career best for K-State. She has been amazing majority of the season for the K-State women's basketball team as she leads her team easily by BYU earlier today during the Women's in Sports Week across the country for college athletics. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast that's found free and available daily. We're just record K-State content. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Next thing y'all need to do, make sure y'all tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, whether that's a first-year student or a grad student or big time K-State fan about this podcast, the Promo Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it? We're available daily, yes sir, daily, including after the Super Bowl tomorrow night. We'll have the men's postcast up first tomorrow night. I think I'm gonna try sneak in this women's tennis postcast here right after this one. Get that out of the way, and that'll come up first thing tomorrow, because the women's tennis team, part of a doubleheader, are probably in Arkansas by now. We'll have that, but we have y'all covered for you. The Wildcat bus does not stop at 5 o'clock on Friday. We keep it moving throughout the weekend. You want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast. You want to stay up to date with the latest around K-State athletics. This is your hub to do so there as well. We don't talk about football and men's basketball because it would stink. And and there's no shame with the new staff, football staff, to Colin Klein, but I'm just relaying what happened the previous year, last year, and all that, because combined, they ain't do much. And K-State baseball is on deck starting this upcoming week in Arizona. So, again, the big three, if you want to call it, it's originally the big two. When you look at it, obviously, everybody says football pays the bills. We get it, because, hey, everybody's leaning on that football team to be good, right, to be competitive. They want to win games, right, just like the women's basketball team did just an hour or so ago there as well. So, yeah, it's all about that. But, yeah, here, the big sports, K-State baseball on deck. We're going to see what they got in store for us here. And in the first week, next week, or this upcoming week, for head coach Pete Hughes and the K-State Batcats. But for right now, the focus shifts to the women's basketball team after their win today against BYU in Bramlett's Coliseum. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from KCMO, Kansas State. Back on the winning column here tonight by the score of 77, BYU 52. This has been another winning postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports with Cats.